This is a HeadGum Original.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What's the name of the show?
It's All Fine to Time, starring Amir Blumenfeld.
It stars you.
Is this the theme song?
Yeah, well, I don't want to just pitch you a show and hand it off. This is my baby. I need to work on it.
Fine, take it from the top. We'd love to hear it.
Oh, say can you grease by the dawn's early fries? What's a clam strip we ate at the microwaving died? When I ate those strips and they were fried on the grill. What so proudly ate clams at the twilight last greasy? And the rocket's red corn, the bumper sting on Dorn gave proof to the sight that her flag was still sold. Oh, say, can you eat these oysters on the grill slash day? I want to be free. And this part is sort of what the actual national anthem is. And the home of the brave.
Have you guys ever heard this show?
No.
Good.
Use that.
Are we going to get canceled? Great. You guys brought us here to cancel us.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. With us, as always, is Caleb. Is it Heron or Huron?
Heron.
I knew it. Caleb Heron.
Huron.
Huron.
Caleb Heron and Shelby. What is it? Wolstein.
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 Wolstein. All right. Actually,
here we go.
Spread that.
With us, as always, is Caleb Huron and Shelby Wolstein.
Caleb.
Amir, welcome to the show. Have you ever heard it before?
Yeah. Why didn't you ask them how to pronounce their names before the episode started, I'm wondering.
I'll edit that out. I'll edit around it.
No, keep it.
Hey.
And then what was the opening?
The opening was the Russian. The Soviet Union national anthem. Yeah. Not even Russian.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead and let everyone know that you don't care about us. Keep that in.
Make sure also that you don't edit out the part where you called us a bunch of curse words and bad names.
Yeah.
No. Definitely cut that part out.
Just plug your guys' shit up top. Get that out of the way. What do you have going on? Point the people to. The floor is yours. Go.
Are you ending the podcast right now?
What is an ending if not a new beginning?
No. Shelby, don't antagonize Jeff. There's obviously something going on. we have a podcast called Keeping Records. It's about NASA, the Voyager records that they sent into
Caleb,
space.
Stop crying.
He has a fucking gun.
Something about Jeff's energy has Caleb crying.
Shook.
I've dealt with a lot of bullies.
Bullies?
And Jeff's bullying me. Personally, messaging me on the side in the chat.
Wow.
No, look, in all seriousness, we have a podcast
called
Keeping Records.
We have a podcast. We do. It's called Keeping
Records.
It's
won an Emmy, I think we just got.
We did. We got a daytime Emmy and an evening.
Mazel.
Because the show is kind of on demand, so it can kind of be nighttime or daytime.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's whenever you want to listen to it. So first they were just going to give us the evening one, the regular one. And we were like, guys, sometimes people listen to us in the morning. Is that okay? And they were like, oh, my God, then you're eligible. And then
now the afternoon Emmys snubbed us all together.
Right.
And those fuckers will pay.
Yeah. They were like, that's lunchtime. No one's listening at lunchtime. Yeah.
What might the consequences be?
What'd you say?
You said those fuckers will pay. I'm wondering what the consequences might be. Maybe at a short list.
Oh, we can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that.
Reasons.
Yeah. Our lawyers have said you can mention that there's punishment. You can't say what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, because we still have plausible deniability at this point.
At this point, it's just, ha, funny, in theory. And then if we actually,
you made
they
a
could
threat.
Put us down to an actual action.
Have you seen Murder Among the Mormons?
No.
Is that a show?
I'll just leave it at that.
And we should say that the Mormons do sort of dominate the afternoon Emmys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big part of the revenge and plan and everything.
Yeah. Social media?
Love it. Why do you ask?
I'm wondering if I might have to just get at Jeffrey James on Parler just in case. Because what if it
just in case?
What if it doesn't become alt right? What if it pivots away? Because what
doesn't
people,
become alt right? It's already become alt right. What do you think it is right now? Just slightly right
what,
of center.
What if no? What if it becomes all right?
Oh,
TikTok.
Like what
was
if it
just
becomes
music.
Fine?
What's that? What if it becomes Vine? That's actually interesting. I'm wondering.
I didn't say that.
6 seconds is all you need on Parler.
No, that's what Amir said.
No, I said, yeah. All right, fine, whatever. Let's just move on.
Amir, do you have anything going on?
Not too much. I'm just sort of chilling, living life one day at a time, 1 week at a crime. So I commit like one little petty theft every 7 days, and that kind of keeps my heart rate up, keeps me alive and well, and makes sure that like I feel like I'm part of the ecosystem, whether or not I'm just a cog in a gear on a wheel in a machine, or if I'm sort of loosening some screws along the way, making chaos in little micro doses to keep me excited and entertained throughout this terrible, terrible. I don't know if you guys know this, but the pandemic is still raging. We're getting.
Hey, Amir, are you doing okay? Something
yeah,
about
fine.
This.
I'm actually doing great.
It's making me sort of worried.
Oh,
I recently got on TikTok, and Amir's page on there is really crime focused. It's a lot of you doing crimes.
Basically, what I'm doing is creating like a little paper trail for the detectives to try to find me, because it's all leading up to like one huge thing. And then when they find my TikTok account, there's little clues. Like if you could take the first letter in every caption that I've left. Everyone individually seems innocuous, but when put together is actually spelling out some sort of cry for help.
You've been helping the prosecutors a lot too by hashtagging like misdemeanor, felony. Like,
yeah. For you page / manslaughter / comedy video.
Small. It's been just little small breadcrumbs like manslaughter. Mm-hmm.
Zodiac killer style stuff.
Yeah, you said petty crimes. Also, you said to keep your heart rate up, which is not good because that means your body is... If I'm not mistaken, in a state of perpetual stress, which is bad for your immune system, right?
During yeah, well, it's good to give that little like, ooh, yeah, you feel that like it's nervous time for a second. That's like what we're not getting on a day-to-day life because I'm not driving anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I feel like I'm, you know, sitting at home, not doing anything. My heart rate is just static and I feel like I need something to get me going a little bit.
We should send you some like singing grams or whatever when people show up at your door and just start singing.
Oh,
but sort of in a threatening way. That would be fun for you and your heart.
That's cool. So the guy has like a paper
singing
bag.
Singing inherently is threatening during the pandemic, right? These people will not be
well, yeah,
masked.
It's attempted murder, but in like kind of a slower, less easy to track way.
Masturbation. Cool. Let's talk about it. Amir, everything you just described could be achieved through self-completion. Getting your heart rate up a little bit of excitement.
Okay.
Right?
What's the,
just a little. You're not doing it right.
Nice.
Jeff.
Yeah.
What is masturbation? Is this an industry term? What is this?
Sounds
yeah,
like a sin.
Yeah, well, it's sort of, it might be like a West Coast versus Gateway to the West issue.
you middle might, of the country has not gotten it yet. It'll get over there in a couple years.
Yeah. You have the Carhartt beanie. You have, you know, the back house guest unit, the ADU. You've got LA down and Chicago, but masturbation is basically, you know,
you don't have to say what it is.
No, it's...
This is not necessary, I don't think.
No, Amir.
It's a... All right, fine, go for it.
It's exploration, really. It's finding new avenues.
Oh, wait, I'm on Amir's side. Stop it.
See?
Damn, Daniel! Back at it again with the white man!
Who do you think is jerking off the most? Midwest? East Coast, West Coast?
I thought you were asking out of the four of us, and I was like, Caleb.
Oh, I know who's jerking off the most out of the four.
This is like,
let's say it all in unison, because I think we all think it's the same person.
Yikes.
3, 2, 1,
Shelby.
Jeff. Me.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
Let's just, and I'll bleep this out if you guys don't like the idea of saying it, but let's for sure say it. Let's say last time you masturbated and rate it on a scale of 1 to 8.
1 to 8, you said?
There's no way it was a 10. So it's still out of 10, but let's just cap it
That's
at 8.
That's fascinating.
That's a weird choice.
2016, November 8th, and it was probably like a 7.
That was the night Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Was the last time you jerked off?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Caleb said at least one good thing should happen tonight.
Yeah. I took a vow of celibacy until I feel like democracy is restored.
You guys should have heard him talking about it at the time because it's actually really interesting. He was like, you know, if people are going to be suffering, I should too. And so he was like, this is my last He actually did it right before the election was officially called. He knew it was coming, but it wasn't official yet.
They called Florida, and he was like, give me 15
Once they
minutes.
Called, yeah.
And then he said, until other people can have a good time, I can't have a good time. So.
And what about this? Most impulsive purchase you've made in the last calendar year?
Definitely a car for me. I bought a 2019 Kia Soul. Kind of, I went to the dealership. I said, what do you got here that a young bachelor should be driving around the West Coast? And they showed me a Soul, and I said, I'm buying it today.
I got Soul. What was that?
No, it's just sort of funny.
I was sort of making a joke, and you had like,
cut Amir's like really good joke off. Amir, say it again.
What was? No, yeah,
say it again.
I'll edit it. Wait, what's that?
No, I didn't say anything that time, and I timed it perfectly. If you had finished the joke, it would have been. Let's just last time. If we don't get it here, we'll move on. But
no, it's not. Yeah, my heart is definitely not in, and I won't be able to like.
Sorry, it's just like when you started talking, I thought you were gonna go straight into the joke, and I thought that would be perfectly timed.
Do you have to press the button and then there's 2 seconds of silence and then the laughter? Because you can hear what I'm saying, but you're still pressing the button.
There's a delay.
It's almost like you're committing.
That one, my finger slipped. Let's get it clean. Ferris will put in the laughter at the exact right time.
Have him take the audio from when I did sing it, because I was singing it like my heart was in it. I feel like I was really into it like two times ago.
And do that again for us?
It was basically the song that goes, I got soul.
I can't imagine somebody like feeling more regretful in this moment than Amir. I mean, here are three people you've chosen.
Where's the laughter? He told me to sing it, and like, we didn't even get the payoff.
This one was a new one. This one was at the embarrassment that's on your face. It's just kind of funny.
Amir could say no to any of the three of us being involved with him. And here he is with three idiots. What a choice.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Damn, Daniel.
Shelby, what about you? Most impulsive purchase of the last count? Because for me, and we should have said this up top, this is, and you guys might be the same way, this is my anniversary of quarantining. Because tonight, this day last year was my last time recording at the old HeadGum office. We went into a podcast record, and then when I came, the world was normal. I came back out, and Tom Hanks had COVID, and the NBA was canceled. So that's when I went home and didn't leave for a year.
You know what's interesting? Everybody talking about their COVID anniversary. So many people that I know in LA have mentioned Tom Hanks being a part of their story. And I'm like, I haven't seen anyone from anywhere else being like, as soon as Tom got it, I went into lockdown. But in LA, it's like the thing.
It's funny to imagine, because I don't think this is true. Maybe it is. I don't think it's true, though, that Tom Hanks is like the guy you see everywhere. But it's funny to think everyone was like, well, if Tom's got it, probably everyone
will.
Because he's always out.
Yeah, we
gotta. Like, we're always around Tom. Once Tom gets it.
He's a super spreader.
Yeah. He's always at Saddle Horse
everyone's
or whatever the hell it
is called. Yeah, Saddle Ranch. The TikTokers love Saddle Ranch. Can you guys let us know if that's actually a cool place to be, or is it just for the kids?
I've heard it's bad. But also, Caleb, you're on TikTok now, so you have to go.
No, I don't think that'll be part of my journey. But you never know. I said I'd never be on TikTok, so maybe I'll be making.
We're gonna
TikToks
make our house into
Ranch.
A content creator house.
Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime.
It's gonna be the slightly less hype house.
Ooh, a hype house. That's really cool.
Amir, you were talking. You said that you had a couple of meetings to maybe represent members of Sway House. Is that true? Are you still in talks?
I tried to get in once. They were having like this influencer event, and I showed up, and they thought I was catering, and it was like this weird moment when I'm like, I was like trying to give. All those teenagers like a bro hug, and I was eventually tased and asked to leave the event. I was like, do you know who
tased
I am?
Tased and asked to leave?
I was asked to leave, and I thought they were joking. So I guess Noah Beck fucking tased me for one of his videos. Yeah. He's the one with the abs. And like I was end up forcibly removed
the
from
he's the one with the abs.
Yeah, the Sway House. Yeah. He's the one with the abs. And he did this kind of funny dance as I was kind of beaten within an inch of my life almost for being gray-haired in a cool place, which I guess is frowned upon. But TikTok's been fun.
How did you even TikTok's know about fun. That party? Because I feel like you didn't get into TikTok until after the pandemic. This must have been before you started quarantine.
Yeah, I follow them sort of through my Finsta, and I saw that a lot of people, like the Nelk boys, were posting to their story, and I'm like, I think I recognize that house. So I drove by and I sort of tried to bum rush slash crash this I thought it was a fun open event. I guess it was closed to the general.
You thought you were crashing an open
council.
Event.
I thought it was a kickback and it was more like a rager.
But you know when you're just like at home with your roommates and then someone runs into your house just kind of scary and is an adult is
yelling, "Where's the one with the abs?"
Yeah. Well, I was wearing a vest and I thought that would be fine. I thought that would be like, this guy's cool, this guy's dope.
Like a puffer vest or like a tux vest?
So I was wearing a tux vest and then a puffer on top. And then a deep V. And
so you're, see why you got taste.
Your midsection was so warm, but your arms were cool as a cucumber.
I had warm chests and cold legs with Burks.
Yeah.
And did I mention I was tased?
Yeah, that was the first thing
so
you said.
So many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that.
I was tased. That's right.
I'm almost surprised. Where did they get you with it? Because I can't imagine it was on the torso.
Yeah, it was my neck and my taint, basically. So they like got me. They treated me like a AA battery, sort of, from both sides. And they just let that.
Did it feel good on your taint? I can imagine it might.
It didn't because I passed out. So I didn't feel anything. When I woke up, when I came to, I just, I saw where the burnt hair was. And I sort of put two and two together. And I saw what it was all for, and it was for not, if that makes sense.
I pass out every time I get horny, so I know what you're talking about.
You Jesus. Have no idea how many times I've had to go into Caleb's room, pick him up off the floor, give him a little sip of water.
Saw a picture of a hot guy, because I'm gay, and then pass out, because I got horny.
Sometimes I have to sort of take matters into my own hands, go into Caleb's phone and unfollow Justin Bieber, and then give him back his phone so that he doesn't get assaulted by it.
I will say about Justin, Jay, for people who are close.
I don't think so.
He was hot when we were the same age and he was first coming up. And then he was not hot for a while. He was doing like the hammer pants and going to jail and stuff. And he's coming back to hot. Married Christian influencer life is bringing him back into hot, baby.
Really?
How so? What's like?
He's wearing more neutrals. He's got nicer clothes now. He's in love with his wife, which is
so
hot.
It's just his fashion.
Yeah. So he's hot again.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Impulsive purchase.
I'm so happy for him.
You're still asking about purchases?
Everything, that whole tangent is going to be cut because I need to make sure that we get through this questioning each and every one
of them. That was like 8 minutes of jokes, comedy. Everything is gone to get an answer to the question.
We'll make it up. We can do a pick if we need to.
We'll do ADR.
Why? I thought it was fine how it
was. Well, because we need to fill 45.
Yes, exactly. So don't cut eight. Don't say we have to fill 45 and then cut eight. Keep it all in.
This is not how I wanted this to go.
I think it's
going
great.
Have you bought
Has anything ever gone the way you wanted it to go before?
I mean, rarely. Like, I can count on one finger. It's just, like, hard because I have these big ideas, these plans of how I... Like, I picture it before it happens, and then it doesn't go that way, and I get angry.
Do you think, and I'm just shooting the shit here, if it's so many times, do you think maybe it comes back to maybe it being your fault?
Okay. See, now that's interesting.
I'm sorry. I hate to keep getting away from the purchase question. What did you envision for this that we're not hitting for you?
I just thought that we would all kind of be like getting closer, like really getting to know each other.
I think we are.
I feel very close to you guys.
Your voice hit that register that it hits when you're lying.
I feel very close to you guys.
He goes British when he's lying.
I feel very close to you guys. I mean that, really.
You guys are my closest chavs.
Chavs?
A chav?
Yeah.
Chavs?
Spell that. How would you do it? That's another TikTok.
Jeff, I feel very close to you. I feel very close to you, to Amir. Probably closer to you guys than to Shelby, and she's right across the table from me.
But in proximity or relation?
Relation.
Yeah, that feels good then. Then I'm happy. That's all I need. Amir.
What?
Your body language changed.
Not really. I took a
seat. So did Shelby's, but it's because I said that I feel closer to you guys. We got in a big fight right before this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
About what?
I don't want to pry, but do you mind rehashing it?
Shelby keeps leaving bowls of spaghetti around the house, half eaten.
Well, I don't like spaghetti, but we keep making it.
Today I went around and looked, and this is the boiling point. I found two in my bathroom from her, one in her bathroom, three under her bed, and four in the living room, all half eaten bowls of spaghetti.
Is this a bit?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Honestly, like, you had me till under the bed. I was ready to believe that Shelby left two bowls of unheated spaghetti in your bathroom.
In my bathroom? You were even there for that. All right.
I don't know.
Cool.
I mean, Shelby, I also hate spaghetti.
This is so awkward because I feel like we were just connecting, but part of the bit was that I don't like spaghetti.
Then it's part of the bit.
This isn't going well, Jeff's right.
No, it's going well.
It's so awkward. I feel so uncomfortable. I feel so uncomfortable.
They're covering their mics, but you can still get the audio.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then it was a bit.
Thank God.
Okay.
You just saved me an extra therapy session this week. Welcome to Caleb Herron or Blueback Herron. This is a game. It's called Caleb Herron or Blueback Herring. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to list facts slash fill in the blanks. And you guys tell me whether or not it's a fact about Caleb or an Atlantic herring of the blueback variety.
So you knew how to say his last name because it was sort of integral to the game.
Here's the thing. I remember hearing him say it on your guys' podcast once and locking it in. But then when you guys were on Review, I thought that I saw a little glimmer in Caleb's eye when I said it, that I was saying it wrong, and you were just too polite to correct me.
No, so if anything, it's a little glimmer that
months,
I was right.
Really?
Crazy, huge compliment to me that you thought I would be too polite to correct that. That I'm just a sweet little boy who wouldn't say anything.
Do you correct people when they pronounce your last name wrong?
No, but it's not because I'm polite.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm polite.
I was going to say, I've never heard you correct it, but...
It's not about politeness. It's that I'm not attached to it.
All right. This is for cash. So every right answer you get is $20 Venmo'd to you. Amir, we're going to start you off at a handicap because you seem to just lose money every time we play this. I should say that if you get any of them wrong, you owe me that money. Here we go.
Okay.
This fish mostly occupies waters off the east coast of the United States.
How do I answer? Do I buzz in?
First one to say it, either Caleb Herron or Blueback Herring.
Oh, this is a Caleb thing.
No, I said this fish. That one was a gimme to just get us into the game. This is already going poorly.
Have you seen his lips?
What's that?
Glug, glug, glug. I'm constantly glugging also.
Holy shit.
No way.
Put this
Shelby
video
just
out.
Gamed the system. That's $20 to Shelby.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, here we go. This bish mostly occupies Los Angeles, California.
Is he kidding?
So that's your real address, right?
Yeah.
How do you know that? How does Jeff know that? Never
he
give
did
him
ask
the actual
me.
Address.
He did ask me.
It'd be so funny to do
yeah.
that to us.
He did
you
ask
can't
me.
Do that.
But honestly, I didn't know why, but I thought he might have been sending us something.
Yeah.
Instead, he's sending us death threats.
Nice.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. I was so shocked to hear that. I think it's because we have asked people on our pod a couple of times where they live, like just neighborhood wise, and people have been like, I'll chat you. I'm like, the neighborhood?
Yeah. People will message us like close feelings, and we're like,
I'm on the north side.
Okay.
It's like, right?
Yeah, they'll be that vague too. It won't even be like, it still won't even be like Highland Park. It'll be like northwest.
So it's like, crazy to just hear you say our address.
Northeast. Highland Park is northeast.
You're getting west. Your bearings straight.
You're getting your herrings straight, blueback or otherwise.
That's awesome,
really good.
Dude.
Can we hear the damn Daniel drop again?
Damn Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
So which is it? Do we have an answer or is this a pass?
A Caleb.
Correct. Shelby's cleaning house. $40 to, what color is that? Mode?
The one on my sweatshirt?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. It's like a tan green.
Blank is an incredible swimmer.
You said, I'll go Caleb. Why not?
That's correct.
How would you know that? Based on what would you write that question?
I just feel like you would be a fast swimmer. I grew up in the Midwest. I'm a fast swimmer. You grew up in the Midwest. Fill in the blank.
We're a pretty good swimmer, actually. We went to the beach that day, remember?
I was right.
The hell?
Yeah, I do remember.
Can we tell
them?
I don't think we can. There's
a story to that beach day.
I think if we don't say his name. Look, here's what happened.
Okay. To go to the beach in Chicago.
At the one we were at.
Yeah. We had to go down a hill, and then there's like sort of just like
a bog.
Yeah, a bog between the hill, like there's the hill, sand, water, sand, lake. So that little holding place of water.
It was like from rain or something. It had rained on the beach and there was like
and
a
divot.
And
it's gross. It's probably the grossest part of the beach because it's the really water's gross. A little
yeah.
hot.
It's sticky. It's not supposed
it's
to
like,
be there.
And it's like surely someone's like pee. It, and it doesn't go. It just sits.
Well, our friend was like, we were wading through it to get to them. And our white friend on the other side
he was
out
trying
to
find us.
He was like,
so he walks over to us and he starts singing
Wade in the Water.
Wade in the Water.
The like slave song. Out loud as
out
a white
loud,
man.
No. And we said, we're going.
Stop. But he couldn't, he wasn't close enough for him to understand.
And
he starts doing it harder.
Clearly, he had clearly forgotten how he knew that song and had just thought of it as like an old song.
He but took it on its face.
And he's doing it like in an old timey voice. That
no, it's no, not no. a good look.
And we're sitting there just going, stop singing.
Quit,
you
quit, quit.
Stop.
And he thinks we're egging him on. So he's going harder.
No!
And we get closer and we were like, you have to stop.
That's not, you
That's
shouldn't
not,
be doing
we
that.
You can't sing that song. Yeah. And he so was like, I completely forgot.
Time. And his name is John.
That's our friend.
Yeah, well, this was a story about the time
I know you didn't
want to
name
John
drop
Cena
or affect his...
at the beach in Chicago.
That's really funny, though. You should write that into something.
Insane. We've considered it, yeah, and we probably will.
All right, blank makes people laugh a lot.
The fish.
That's absolutely correct. I look at the herring and I crack up, Amir. I can't get
fish
enough of
funny.
This shit, man.
Fish are funny. You ever seen Finding Nemo? Dory's hilarious.
What's next, Jeff?
Blank has, in the past, been used as bait for the lobster industry.
Caleb.
That's correct. Shelby has won $100 so far. Caleb, this was a lucky guess. I'm right, right?
That's correct. That was one of my first jobs out of college.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Bait?
What was that fisherman's name?
Jonathan St. LaGrange. He was addicted to me, and so are lobsters. I don't understand it, but they snap right onto me.
And your pain tolerance is just so good. Like, it doesn't even fuck.
Really high.
High pain tolerance. And
it's only been tested as of late, but usually he has pretty high pain tolerance.
You guys, yeah. I went to the dentist last week, and I really genuinely in my real life have a high tolerance for pain. I don't often cry because I'm in pain. I cry because I'm emotionally unwell. And the tooth they needed to work on, they couldn't get it numb. Gave me 14 shots of numbing.
What?
And the like root of the tooth just wouldn't get numb. And after 14 shots, he was like, my dentist was like, hey man, sometimes your nerves get like mixed up and we just can't get it numb. We're going to have to do the work anyway.
Jesus.
They worked on my tooth without it being numb. I cried in the chair. Was all like the assistant was like holding me into the chair because I was involuntarily screaming out of it.
What hurt more, that experience or this podcast right now, Jeff?
This podcast.
Keep in mind, we've heard Damn Daniel 3 times.
It was really close second, the tooth stuff. This podcast has been worse.
Oh my God. It's awesome.
No, but it really did hurt so fucking bad.
That's awful. Would you say that's the most pain you've ever been in your entire life?
I one time in high school had to have a toenail removed. Like I had an ingrown toenail from wearing wrong shoes in the wrong sport. And they thought my toe was numb and started to rip the toenail off of my toe before I was numb.
Jesus, why do you have so many viscerally painful stories?
I mean, that's literally a torture technique, pulling people's...
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
Right.
We should say, though, that you played hockey in Asics running shoes. So, like, that one kind of was on you.
So,
don't say that,
dude.
He gets so upset.
No, Jeff is correct. I did play hockey in Asics running shoes. I didn't need skates because I was stronger than everybody.
You did.
Yeah,
you did. Probably.
You guys should have seen the way Caleb entered my room after he got back from the dentist. He walked in the room. We had to record something for our podcast, Keeping Records.
Yeah, on the HeadGum Network.
What if Industries? That's all I said? I was just trying to plug it mid-podcast. I just said, he had to come in. We had to record something. But he came in and he was like, hey, this is his voice. Hey, we have to record if you're ready. And I was like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah. The dentist like really didn't go. And he like was choking back tears. He was like, if I actually tell you about it right now, I might cry.
Yeah.
So let's just go record. And his face is kind of numb because he had gotten 1,000 shots.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was kind of a dark moment for the household.
Right.
75% of the time, if I have a podcast scheduled, something comes up within the 3 hours beforehand. My tooth won't get numb. Yeah. My car won't leave the shop. It's like I have never in my life endeavored to do something and been so told by the universe that I'm not supposed
to. I was told by Claire. I was told by our friend Claire that they say, and I don't know who they are, so don't ask.
Nice.
You only hear what I want to.
Oh.
What's that song?
No, okay. That's My Two Love, options. You know, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Caleb.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that song?
I remember that.
I wrote My Way Out.
No, no, no. It's like, you say, I'm...
You say, I only hear what I want
to. That's a good one too. Guys, it's like, you say, I'm... I can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, is it Avril
Lavigne? But according to you,
beautiful, incredible.
But
he can't get it out of his head.
Yeah, whatever.
Now Amir's turn.
Amir, now you go.
You say born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
Yeah.
Born.
We have to move on. The game was not over. That was Caleb Heron or Blueback Herring. All right, here we go. Amir knows what's coming.
This
is Jeopardy.
Oh, whoa.
Hang on. Wow.
Can you guys see this okay?
Yeah.
This is
Jeopardy! Games and appropriate attire sauce. Going stag, Amir's personal life. Those are our categories. Here we go. This is Jeopardy. This is Jeopardy. This is for actual cash. All the numbers you say on this board, you could win. But if you get any of them wrong again, you owe me that amount. So here we go. Who would like to go first? Let's do Amir, your team one. Caleb, your team two. Shelby, your team three.
I'm going to go first.
All right. Caleb, you're up.
Okay. Do I get to pick? Is that how it works?
Yeah, yeah.
You should pick going stag.
I will. Oh, my God. I'll pick going stag for 300.
Oh, wow.
Do I get to go skip
aiming
to
high.
Top?
All right.
Okay.
The hostess doesn't seat you.
Berate her.
You have to ask a question.
What is you berate her?
The right answer was what happens when you show up to a nice restaurant openly weeping and yelling about how you deserve a lot of money for being stood up.
He wasn't wrong.
Yeah, you know what? You weren't wrong. I'll give you $300 for that. All right. Shelby?
All right.
He got it right. He controls the board. That's like one of the main rules of Jeopardy. Caleb gets to pick again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah, I was confused too. I was like, I thought Caleb for sure goes again.
Yeah,
I'll take Amir's personal life for 200.
All right, here we go. Being left at the altar.
What is something that either has happened to Amir or will someday?
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. The correct answer was, what is Amir's future?
I don't think so.
What's that?
I want you to know, Amir, I don't either. Yeah. I just know Jeff.
God, we knew what I gotta say, I knew what the answer would be. I didn't know if it was true or not. You know what I mean?
Amir, Avital / any other future partner probably doesn't listen to the show. What's like, what proposal would you do? Would it be beach? Would it be getaway? Would it be at a grocery store?
You said you had us for 40 minutes and we're almost there. And I just see there's like still 15 questions left. So I think we should try to power through, maybe lightning round style.
All right, here we go. Caleb controls the board.
Yeah, I'll take games for 300.
Games for 300. A game that no one should be good at, but basically everyone is.
What is I Spy?
Wrong. That's, hang on. Steal?
What is bowling?
Wrong. Shall we?
What is love, baby, don't hurt me?
That's pretty good.
Daddy, chill.
The correct answer is, what is bocce ball?
That's lawn bowling. I pretty much got it right.
True. I think that should be awarded to Amir.
That's absolutely correct. And that's actually double points for catching that error, Amir. Here we go. Amir controls the board.
I'm having an awesome time.
Let's go sauces for 100.
Shelby, you just sit and watch, okay?
Yeah, I love to be a woman.
And that's what it's about, by the way.
Amir, are you sure you want to do sauces for 100?
Sure. Who cares? Just fucking select it.
An aioli for the road slash ages. This one's tough.
What is garlic aioli?
That's incorrect. Steal.
What is mayonnaise?
Incorrect, but close. Stop the steal. Hashtag stop the steal.
Steal. What is Jeff's favorite kind of aioli?
That's absolutely correct. I'll give it to him. That's that's $100 back to Team Heron.
I
want to
pass
go.
My turn to Shelby. In the name
Shelby
of
controls the board in the name of feminism.
And don't let it be said that I've never done anything for women's rights. I want this passed to Shelby immediately.
Heard it here first.
Okay, appropriate attire for 300.
Wow, going in strong. Here we go. The new Jordans, just to prove that you have cash to lose.
What is how Jeff rolled up to the third grade?
I don't even remember what the answer is to this. Here we go. That was incorrect. Nobody saw that. Here we go. Steel? Anybody stop
that? Yeah, I saw it.
What
is to wear on a hike?
Best shoes to wear on a hike.
Holy shit. This is unbelievable. Caleb is clearing house.
Hey, is it worth mentioning that Amir just walked away from the podcast?
Oh, he does that almost every episode. Sometimes he comes back dancing. Other times
we just wanted to make sure.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Amir controls the board.
Personal life of mine for 100.
All right. Here we go. Dollars.
It's not true, but you'll say, what is my net worth, right?
Close. Anybody
steal.
Else?
Yeah. How much Jeff would need to be paid to kiss you?
Oh? It would be less than that.
How much less?
I'll do it for a straight G.
That's pretty, yeah, it's a lot
Amir
less.
For 1,000? Oh my God, Amir, good for you.
Wait, who's paying who?
I pay you.
Okay.
Oh, I want to steal. Yeah, yeah. What is the amount of money that
Before you go, I think you'll get this if you think about what you like to do in your free time.
What I like to do or what Caleb likes to do?
Either.
What is the amount of money that Amir promise to pay Jeff next year?
The correct answer is, what is the zestimate of Amir's house?
Wow.
Yeah. Is that true?
That's pretty good. That's actually true. That's really good.
Huge if true.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Congratulations.
I need to sell.
Shelby controls the board for some reason. Here we go.
Okay, cool. Appropriate attire, 100.
Wow, here we go. Same category. Something one might wear to a close friend's wedding.
The thing is that you wrote these answers, so it's kind of complicated because...
You're insane.
Well, that's why this is Jeffrey.
Yeah, so I'm going to say one of those t-shirts with the tux on it.
Steal.
Caleb.
What is white to show up the bride?
I'm going to give that one to him. What is a nicer tux than the groom
is the
correct answer, but I'll give that one to Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb did kind of nail it. That was pretty spot on.
Here we go. Caleb controls the board.
Yes, I'm going to go Amir's personal life for 300.
This one's actually a bomb drop.
What? Who is Amir's
celebrity crush?
Close, but I can't give it to you. Yes, it's for 300, so you got to get it exactly right.
You probably have to bleep this one, the Zestimate one, and I forget what the second one was, but yeah, let's go ahead and just bleep them all.
Do you want to steal Amir? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. Daddy chill. Okay.
Daddy chill.
Shelby, do you want to steal? Caleb was so close.
It's Amir's. They've kissed or touched butts or something.
That's absolutely correct. Who is Amir's ex-girlfriend?
It's not true. It's not true.
Is it close to true?
All right. Shelby controls the board.
Ooh, going stag for 100.
This one's also about my personal life. Oh no, it's not.
Something you say when you're fifth wheeling.
Everyone having a good time.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I'll give you that one. So the correct answer was, wow, you guys look happy, huh?
That's awesome.
All right, Shelby controls the board once again.
Okay, sauces, 200.
All right, this one's tough. This one's, you sure you want to do sauces for 200?
You already clicked on it, I guess. What are my options? An aioli with a twist.
An aioli with a twist, yeah.
Mayonnaise.
What is truffle aioli?
So close. Amir, would you like to steal?
What is Chipotle mayo?
That's correct.
Oh.
That's one of the only ones that we've gotten verbatim. All right, Amir controls the board. There's five left up on top.
Yeah. Let's go games for 100.
Yeah, yeah. All right, games for 100.
All right.
Jeff, you put in so much work to make this board.
What's that? I actually don't fucking appreciate the, like, surprise shock tone, Wolstein, right? I put my heart, right? Blood, sweat, and tears and soul into this shit.
Who's going to join you on that, right? Who were you expecting to jump on and be like, yeah, let's give Jeff a break? Certainly not Amir, not Shelby, because that's who you're fighting with. So you're counting on me.
Damn, Daniel.
All right, games for 100. Shelby.
What?
A schoolyard.
It's Amir.
Sorry, Amir. A schoolyard game that's played by everyone and is fun.
This could be so many things, but I'll say, what is handball?
Steel, what is tetherball?
Caleb, you might get this verbatim.
What is smear the queer?
That's almost exactly right. What is the entire second grade, including the faculty, holds Jeff down and forces him to get stung by a wasp?
Honestly, that's
smear the queer.
All right. Caleb controls the board. Four panels left.
I will take sauces for 300.
Are you sure you want to do sauces for 300? That one's tough.
Jeff, click it.
It's just going to be aioli.
An aioli. That might as well be a bioli.
Oh, man.
Now I think I know the answer.
No, don't pass. What is garlic aioli?
Oh, that's so close.
What is... Wait, no, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, steal. No, Shelby.
What is mayonnaise?
That's correct.
I thought that, but
mayonnaise without something else.
Yeah,
because that's a bad aioli.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. We should say that Caleb is at 1100, Amir's at 800, and Shelby's at 700. It's anybody's game at this point. It's absolutely anybody's
it's
game.
Almost certainly not mine.
Well, you would need all of them, but yeah.
Yeah. Games for 200.
Games for 200. Now, keep in mind, you can phone a Finn. So if you don't know the answer, I will call Finn Wolfhard right now.
And would you ask him the question, or you would just...
What's that? A game involving hot oil and an unexpected trip to the ER.
A game involving hot oil and an unexpected trip
Okay,
to
I don't
the
know
ER.
The answer, so I'm going to just be stupid about it and say sex.
Kinky, but wrong. You've heard of hot wax play. This is hot oil play.
Is that the answer?
Go ahead, Amir. You steal.
What is making hash browns for your mother on Valentine's
Day? That one wasn't even close. I might have to dock you for that.
What?
I mean, what is... I mean, if no one's ever heard of the game, it's a bad question, Jeff. What is frying chicken?
That's almost exactly right. The correct answer was, what is see how long you can dunk your eyes in a deep fryer?
So
I used to play this when I worked at Lemon Falls in Sugar Falls, Ohio.
You worked at Lemon Falls?
I did, yeah.
That's awesome.
For a semester. They used to think I was chicken because I didn't want to run the register. But it was hard, you know, because they didn't have the iPad at that point. It was the old, you know, you had to know math, and I'm not a math-inclined guy. I never have been, never will be. Amir, sorry, don't yawn, right? I'm in the middle of fucking gold right here.
Well, you're crying, and it's awkward, so he's
appropriate attire, 200.
Appropriate attire for 200. Here we go. Something you'd wear on an airplane.
What is your mask before you help someone put on theirs?
I don't remember what the right answer is here. Everybody close your eyes.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try and steal it. So.
All right. Yeah. That, I know that's wrong, though. All right. Shelby, steal.
Do you know what's right?
No.
So. Steal socks.
Wait, that might be right. Amir, get your answer in first before I click it.
Okay, a sweatsuit.
I'll have to give Amir that one. That's the correct answer is what is all Ed Hardy everything? So that's head to toe. And that could be a sweatsuit. Amir controls the board. One last thing on there. This is for the win.
Not really.
What's that?
Looks like team two is ahead by an insurmountable lead.
All right. Then let's go triple or nothing, but you have to get it verbatim.
What? Okay.
This is going stag for 200. Something you'd yell at an innocent bartender.
Who's team two? Am I in the lead or is that Caleb?
That's
Caleb's
Caleb.
In the lead.
Okay. So I have to fucking...
Amir has 1,000. Caleb has 1,300 and Shelby has 700.
Innocent bartender, you say, do you know who I am?
Shelby, this is all or nothing. So you could win if you get this right. That was incorrect, Amir.
Something you'd yell at an innocent bartender. I need my check. You hovered over correct, and that's what's tough.
Caleb Steele, this is a victory lap because you already won.
I'm
dreaming of a white
Christmas. Of a white. I'm Jeffrey James, and you can't kick me out. I decide when I leave.
The correct answer is what is, you wouldn't sleep with me, would you? Like, hypothetically.
Right.
Cool.
It's good that you came at it from a negative.
Yeah.
Our winner with $1,300 being Venmo to him very soon. This is Jeopardy.
Are you actually going to Venmo me $1,300?
Yeah, what's your Venmo?
It's Caleb says things. I like to keep stuff uniform. I'm not actually saying things on there, but I just like to keep it easy.
Hey, Jeff, what are you reading? A book or text?
No, I was just Venmoing Cable. Or, sorry, Caleb.
Do I get my $400 from before from the Caleb game?
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Thank you.
It was actually $600.
Good catch.
The hell?
What's that?
You're just sending hundreds of dollars?
Just give me one fucking second, Amir.
Why am I actually receiving a Venmo right now? I hope he doesn't think I'm sending this back.
How much is it for?
$1,300! He really Venmoed me that. I'm not sending this back.
Yeah, I just got $600.
What?
Damn, Daniel.
Plugs! I'm down $2,000, Amir.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. You shouldn't have done that.
That was rent. That was rent and then some. That was rent and groceries for the month.
Hey,
for what?
I'm not getting paid for another 7 weeks.
Wait, do we have time to get into like a tiny bit of drama?
Yeah.
I want to raise an issue with Jeff and Amir.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Amir, you... Wait, one second. Shelby, does Amir ever text you?
He has never even once.
Okay. Jeff, you text Shelby sometimes, but you never text me. Amir, you never text either of us. What is going on? Everyone explain.
I don't have your phone number, and I didn't want to ask for it.
You guys feel like you couldn't have asked for it at this point? I'm trying to get texts.
I just thought it'd be sad.
Okay, Amir, what's your excuse? You don't text us at all.
I gotta say, it might be sadder that Caleb's begging you to text him right now than if you had just asked for his number in the first place.
All right, let's hear it. What's your phone number?
My phone number is...
Uh-huh.
And you can text Shelby and I separately or together. Maybe a little bit of a mix. Sometimes
yeah,
this,
when
sometimes
you're ready,
that.
I'll go ahead and give you mine.
Sorry, what was it?
You want me to say the whole phone number again?
Yeah.
I just called you.
I had the area code.
It went straight to voicemail.
My phone number is...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then Jeffrey has mine, but Amir, when you're ready, I'll go ahead and give you mine. That's going to be...
Love that.
This is crazy. What? What is it?
Cool. Well, I just want to check in about that.
Yep, getting the call.
No, that's great.
Amir, I'm paranoid and I don't remember how it actually went. Can you do the singing thing that you did earlier? It was like the
I got soul.
I feel like that one was timed correctly because you know people know what you're about to say basically and they can't help but laugh. Plugs. Cool. What do you guys have going on? I know you already did it up top, but remind people, point to people, maybe something else you have working.
So we have a podcast. We just keep saying this throughout the pod. Caleb and I have a podcast called Keeping Records on HeadGum, the network.
You have to listen to them.
It really is fun, you guys. Get over there. Get over there and check it out. I am being put on trial in the state of California soon for being too hot and too popular. It would mean the world if you guys could come support me in the gallery.
Well, that would prove the point.
Baby. I want to go out swinging.
What about this? What about this? The trial of the Chicago 10.
Oh,
what is that?
My gosh. I auditioned for a lead role in that movie, and it didn't make sense.
Who is your agent? Are you at CAA? Rachel Rush?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll say her phone number now.
No more phone numbers. It's enough.
Well, that explains it. I mean, because when Rush picks up the call, people rush to the phone.
So
that's really good. We have to cut, like...
Amir.
Amir's not going to air this episode.
I can't. I don't. Technically, in between representation right now, we've been dropped. Yeah, I was gonna say every major agency in the country, as it were. We're kind of persona non grata, as it were, with relation to other talent.
Public enemy
right
number one, in a way.
Free agency can be so powerful.
Yeah. Or you can end up having to go to the G League.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that heat right now, if that makes sense. I'm like, yeah.
Jeff, you put a lot of work into this podcast.
I don't think it's fair, the reputation you have around LA, Jeff. You really do work hard.
Around LA?
I mean, the reason I'm keep being so surprised by how much work you're doing is because we don't...
Because you hear so much of the contrary.
Well, it's just people are like, oh, you're with HeadGum. Do you know Jeff? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, yikes, that guy doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you're kind of no.
Amir, what did you say?
You're kind of no, in a way. You're N-O. You're just like this... You're cold. You're kind of ice cold throughout Hollywood, so nobody wants to be around that negative energy.
People also say, because I'm from Cleveland, they're like, oh my God, no way, do you know Jeffrey James? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, God, that it would be, I don't even know why he lives here.
He's anti. Okay.
We can joke all we want. Yeah, 20 seconds ago, I begged Jeff to text me on the podcast for an audience. So, you know, Jeff, you can't let this go to your heart, because the truth is that I begged you guys to text me, but started with you.
That's right.
Well, what happens is that, like, your one comment will, like, make me feel good for, like, 5 seconds, and then it goes in one ear, out the other, and then the rest of them will stick with me for a calendar decade. I'm still thinking about things that happened to me in sixth grade.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
You were in sixth grade a decade ago?
What age would you have been that?
Way too young for it to have been 6 years ago, I think, buddy.
No, a decade. 10 years.
Sorry, 10 years.
Sixth grade?
Sixth
grade is what, 11?
Yeah, you're, like, 11.
It's 12 years ago.
How old are you, Jeff?
I'm 23.
Yeah, so but you're younger than 11 in sixth grade, aren't you?
No, because in eighth grade, you're 13, because of bat mitzvah year.
We slowly fade out from here. Sex!
That was a HeadGum Original.